Mr. Galley, Reel 21. Before we continue with your story, Mr. Galley, by now you'd gone through your first experience of fighting the Japanese, and it hadn't been a very pleasant one. It was a defeat in effect, wasn't it?
Yes.
Had you come to some conclusions or about the abilities of the Japanese soldier? Were you still a corporal?
Yes.
These member tablets that you took, did they have any side effects?
Well, some people said that they were seeing yellow, but I couldn't see it all the way because anybody was turning to it. I don't know how many of you noticed, but people were saying that they turned the hands on that, you know, they turned yellow.
And you were paraded every morning and you had to take them.
Every morning, and they were detailed, and you had to take the challenge. I don't know if it was one or two. I think it was twice a day you paraded for the tablets.
Had there been any changes amongst the officers at this point in time? Did you still have the same company commander and platoon commander?
No, we had a new CEO who I can't remember at the time. I think Waterhouse is moving to second in command, I'm not sure. there was a brother's brigadier, left the battalion when he was a brigadier. Now, try this often, you used to think I'd hear the news here, but I can't remember who he was.
There was a chap called Brown, I think, became CEO.
Chapel Brown. That's the man, yeah. He wasn't popular because Theobald was. I remember now that. Because Theobald wasn't out of the game, I think, but he was a very good CEO. So, tactically,
and you say Brown differed in some way. He wasn't quite as well liked as Theobald.
No, he wasn't as popular as Theobald.
In what ways was he unpopular?
Well, I couldn't say. Actually, he didn't seem to stand his personality on the battalion in a way that Theobald did. The man was all right, I mean, nothing against the man, but where Theobald stood out, you know, he could show him and tell the Theobald he did it more out of respect than anything, because he was a really nice man. As I say, I can't remember what about him.
Waterhouse had the nickname Tank. Tank. What was he like?
He was built like a tank. Very big player. I haven't played rugby against him, I knew why they called him the Tank. Because he was a man, a few tables back, and I put the sleeves to see what happened. So I would have done it then. So he was a good sport. He liked his cricket, liked his rugby, because I played on his cricket team more than because I actually like cricket. This is my own nice sport.
What was the morale of the battalion like after coming out of the Arakan?
It was pretty good. Everybody seemed to learn by their experience. And then, of course, the big thing that happened when we came back to Italy was our first bush hatch. And still, it was just the fifth element that we had. It's a matter of fact, I feel good, man, yes. It's been on show a few times with different schools, and we asked you what the school was like. That was the day when the bush was resumed. Then Thurman just resumed for combined operations.
Still combined operations?
Still like combined operations. The theory was that we were here to have you. That we were going to be the first to talk on one of the other things. Yeah, again, it was just rumors. I think we saw the people around the world was going to be the first, but we were going to go. Because, we were going to bypass everybody knew, all the drivers, the corporals, the sailors, everybody knew it was going to be going to go. Even the bearers said one of them, so that was the first we thought we were going to. And then Clarence started. As I say, we're landing today. And from there, I think we went to Belgrade, which is on the 40-meter border. That was a big deal. Junior exercises, big weapons, exercises, doing military. And we were adopting sort of this new system that I've talked about before. Was this you didn't form a single line anymore, like the First World War. This was taboo now. It was to form boxes. You didn't move to stay there, you fought there. Because by now, we're starting to get superiority against the Japanese. Of course, in the meantime, the Chinooks had gone in and proved that was possible to face in a box and stay inside the country for weeks on end. Training was based more on that type of fighting, the old textbook shortly.
Was this a brigade box in your case, or a battalion box?
It was more of a division. Like with two brigades on the perimeters, one brigade in reserve, a division headquarters inside. Of course, having said that, we're talking about a large area with copper land and fields inside the box. And this is a system of aggression. So it became self-sufficient. Of course, Jim was still doing in the meantime for breaking out and different things like this.
Were there any changes from the very early jungle training that you'd done, other than the box system? I mean, at your level?
No, the system was still done as actually before. Sections moving with different scales, so people watching it too. Everybody had a designated job in a second. That was very old movement. This went on all the time. The only difference being that we learned after we went down to Don Paddy. We went and operated on these like a simple system, which left it simply because the Japanese, instead of coming at us from the front, just went back into the jungle and moved up and cut the supply up or attacked the depots, such as the one that we were at in Vienna, which is a supply depot. We begin to learn what the Japanese tactics were. Some of the attacks they did make against boxers and things like that. But their main operation was deep into the jungle, infiltrate, come round behind, cut the road, stop the supplies, and then they would attack the boxers with the supplies. The advantage that we had then was the superior air support. Would you be surprised by that?
Was it basic rations that you were getting in a situation like that?
Well, basic rations, yes.
Nothing sophisticated in the way of food that you were getting dropped to you?
Well, we didn't have any supply drops by then. It was just sort of exercises. We had a lot of help living in Korea, I suppose. Which are rather good. And it's while we were in Belgrade that out of the blue, somebody had a radio up. I don't know whether it's one of the officers. But the Japanese were on course for cutting the floor at the quick looking power. And we're looking at breaking the wind. A few days passed and we got in, and all of a sudden everybody back up. We're going back down the highway. So in a few hours, we were all packed up in the trucks and back to Armenia. And then we heard we were going up to Jennifer.
Do you remember the date? What time would this be? What date?
Was it the back end of March?
Early April.
Yeah. 1944. And then, when we go back to Armada, there was a clear first mill. People over a certain age were pulled out. Charlie spent 7 hours driving once. Roger, who was in 1, 2, or 3 for jail, he went. And seeing that all people over, most of the blokes who were old soldiers that I've mentioned what the fires before, who were well past, what's the 40s, were all kicked out. And it was a completely organisation of the party. I'm not sure how long my victim members are. Everybody thought I was going to take charge of the thing. But it was rather another large victim members I knew who was about being a corporal about a month before me. So I didn't get the picture at that time. My officer then was a chap called Conan, who had the name of Tex, who used to fight from the victims. Great boys, a really nice boy. And he told me, I said, you'll be taking all the platoon because Charlie's nice to work. Well, I took all the platoon with a few kids, and I handed back because Jimmy Davis was promoted. He didn't last very long, did he? But I was actually got the platoon, so let's go back there. So all the new goals, driving, transport, and training.
Were you getting new drafts?
We had a new draft. But that was before we went to board, better going on in the board. And Norman was launching in the square because going down with what I mentioned in advance, and then we come out of the station to pick up the air company airport. While we were around, we were all clear down the station, and they were calling the meeting board. And one name in particular, I see that in my mind, was a private group. Well, I have to go right back to William when I knew him. He was one of these distinguished companies. We met in our 300 years. So it would be one of the times when he got himself in a case of trouble.
When he was posted. To be sure, I think he was the same company. Company Green was company, but I wasn't sure about that.
Were most of the drafts from the Durham Light Infantry, or did they come from other regiments?
Well, what was from Durham Light Infantry, but was a lot from Essex. We got, I think about 6. And the children brought me to them, or taken me to them, I think so. And the children, I went to different companies. But we had about 16 hours of time. And that is with the different companies, so I was telling them. In no time at all, we come down on the mountain, and I don't know what it's going to go to, but I have given to you that there were company joys in no time, you know? Between the same army,
You've got the name of Apple, that was first one that came to your mind, but Shelby and still very popular. What is going to happen next? I might be wrong about the testing. The new phone before they were born,
long journey. I was going to ask you what your first.
If I remember saying okay, we're completely wrong. before the list came. But I missed it with the other day. I missed it with the beginning. Oh yeah, the glory. When we accepted God, God really won't happen. So we took all that as commandment to come back up against us. And we took all the world best living to us. All my God. And the broad white lines of the whole battalion had a stand on. Nobody had to cross these white lines. And in the center, you were alive. And he just thought the Lord would be known by me. A picture of him, a really big picture. And he threw the ball at the disc and left it at the back of that place. And we know models for anyone that brings a Japanese prisoner back to his company headquarters or the battalion headquarters. No medals to that. Because there are thousands of Japanese out there. I do not want to see one prisoner. I want everyone dead. Kill every bloody Japanese you see. I want no Japanese to survive, and that was the message we got from him. So, when we heard that, we knew it was going to get too hard, hard time ahead of us. So, we only got the name of prayer. Each company was very loaded, of course. You could make sure the loaded was there, but as far as we could get. And that was the first time we heard the good fire on the Corona. We were then, actually on the hills on both sides. And the hill that we went on could see Corona itself, more of a small peak, and he could be more. Of course, we were given actually the job was going on. It was going to be our job to stay in the Japanese out of Korea. There's no rich, no much. That's how we're doing. The Japanese are going to get no further and we're going to be no further. Over on this hill that we're on, looking towards Garrison Hill, we could see these Christian parachutes coming. And we looked just like a picture there. So you could really go there. It wasn't a pretty picture then. It was to be the worst picture of the order. The Royal West French Army. But the Japanese are coming on the side and it took the hill at the side which was overlooking the road. We were told that the company on the main garden of the Chicken Hill.
This would be Terrace Hill, was it?
Pardon?
This was named Terrace Hill.
Terrace Hill. So We were on a vehicle on it with what would be a quarter of a mile away from our territory was. We did our usual stand through the night and check before it. More or less to see it when we see it because we knew we were moving out every time as soon as it was. And then we saw they could be moving. And the chap here, the Japanese off Terrace Hill, the bodies lying all over the place. That was the thing that Mary Allen was killed. I think Mary Allen was killed after they really paid it. He was sort of really, really looking for parts of his company. And then when he